Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate efficient, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?
Top of the morning to you. Welcome to 180 Degree Wednesday. And we're going to be doing a reading on today from my newly released book called Sacred Mischief. Something that from the onset sounds like a contradiction, the dichotomy of terms. But the paradox is that a lot of things that we've gotten into early in life, you know, the mischief, being mischievous children and kids, seems like we learn from those experiences as we begin to mature. But the more we learn from the mistakes that we've made, the more we're able to pour back into someone else to keep them from making those same mistakes. So what appears to be a dichotomy of terms or a contradiction is actually a reality that should be utilized to help one realize their purpose in life. And your purpose in life has a lot to do with the situational positioning of your life and your sum total of your experiences and you sharing them to create a narrative for a young person or someone who's going through something you've already conquered and mastered. That's sacred mischief. Yeah, it wasn't a waste of time because all things work together and we turned stumbling blocks into stepping stones. I'm just going to take a few minutes to promote the book and read a few verses, a few chapters from the book. I'm actually going to go back to chapter 1 on page 6 and start there. There's a verse in the scripture that says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Most High. Thus the premise, which is sacred mischief that I just explained. A lot of the mischief I had gotten into early in life has taught me valuable lessons, and the mistakes have given me depth and character. I wish to use those stories and mistakes to change other people's lives. Sacred mischief is how I view one third of my life, although I know these two words seem to be contradictory, as I said. I also look at the Robin Hood theory fitting into the concept of sacred mischief, taking from the rich, mischievous, but giving to the poor, that could be sacred. Robin Hood might or might not have been a real life person, as it is debated by various historians. However, the important thing is to focus on the lessons that the story delivers instead of arguing over the reality of his existence. To keep it simple, he was an outlaw who worked for the good of the people around him. His father was cheated and betrayed. He was also dispossessed of his estates, and that was what gave his life a purpose. The reason I see giving to the poor sacred is because one usually becomes charitable based upon moral and spiritual convictions and obligations. Through this process, the giving becomes sacred as one matures into the fact that when you pass away, you can only take with you what you've given away in life. I learned this early on, did my part, but for every two steps I took forward, I would take one backward because of some cycle. I just kept repeating the physical abuses of sex and drugs to my body and soul, used to cover up the real pain, like a band-aid to a wound. The problem was anger, frustration, and discontentment brought on by trying to live according to a set of rules that didn't allow for self-discovery. The question is, who made these rules? Why are we so confused? Accepting the cycle is the first step. We all have different escapes. Some of us look for it in drugs, while some of us are wise enough to look for it in the right places. When things get tough, it requires a lot of courage to stand up to challenges and face them. If you don't know what you are fighting against, how are you to formulate a counter strategy? We all make mistakes, and learning is indeed a never-ending process. Still, it is only useful if you look at things with an open mind, a mind that admits and accepts. I'm going to try and go back in time while dealing with the present, hoping that you'll see your future and further understand the purpose of your life, the good and the bad. I've always been curious ever since I was a little boy, talking about influences. I read a book named Curious George. In between learning and forgiveness, there were many more lessons hidden in that book. I was also known as a deep thinker, which I have come to refer to as an overly analytical mind. I always thought I would grow up to be a mad scientist since I enjoyed exploring objects, rigging booby traps, and science kits, especially the ones with volcanic eruptions. Little did I know the only volcano in my life would be my scientific pharmaceutical addiction to cocaine, which would lead my life into a downward spiral. The compulsive behavior caused by addiction is challenging to control. The fear of being dependent on one thing is overcome by the desire to experience it. When that happens, we miss out on the blessings that surround our lives. Why did I opt for drugs? The answer is quite simple. All I wanted was to satisfy my inner desires and drives, but in reality, it was fueling a void, which remained a part of my life for a very long time. I just wanted to get distant from responsibilities because nothing at that point in my life was in the right order. There were many ways to resolve the situation, but I preferred taking the easy route, which by far had the worst consequences. I am still glad to have realized it before it got too late. It is interesting how our childhood experiences shape so much of our adult character. We also have assignments allotted to us in life and hurdles we must overcome to go forward in life and achieve some success or fulfillment. This is the plight we face in our slums and ghettos, not being able to overcome a particular trial in life and being stuck in a pattern. The curses of our people have been spoken of in Deuteronomy 28. It speaks of how we might be defeated before our enemies or about how we will be confused to deal with any given situation. To make our way out of these curses, we have to establish a spiritual connection. In Deuteronomy, God speaks first of the blessings and then the curses. This shows that God is slow to anger than he is to mercy. We want to be on the list where God promises the blessings, but for that there are conditions. Those who fail to align their lives with these conditions are meant to face hardships. On the other hand, those who surrender and believe in the word of Yah are going to be blessed. Furthermore, wherever the sinner goes, the curse follows him, so the impact of our wrong decisions can be worse than our expectations. Having said that, hardships are inevitable. Life is nothing more than a journey of hardships. We have to know the taste of defeat to enjoy the victory, just as we need to struggle to value success. No man in this world has been able to avoid hardships. Neither ordinary people like us nor the prophets, messengers like Yeshua. If God made his son go through a tough life, not expecting difficulties in our lifespan would be very unreasonable. We have to realize our reality before it gets a little too late. Even addictions can be somewhat of an eye-opening experience to oneself if survived. However, it is definitely not necessary for self-discovery, because to lean on that crutch immediately shows low self-esteem and a total disregard for the gift of life. Being one who has gone through that cycle in life, I have to see it as something that helped to shape who I am today. The grace of the Most High helped me survive it. I was delivered, and I don't bury it in shame. I speak of it and tell everyone that there is hope and a way out if you want it. It is vital to know how the addiction is affecting your life. A victim of drug abuse has multiple solutions to the problems being faced. For change and transformation, you have to know that addiction is destroying your life. To solve the problem, you first have to embrace that it exists. The next thing is to have a desire or hope that things will happen differently. When you ask intriguing questions to yourself, it will make you think and eventually guide you to a path that will put you away from all the drugs you believe you have become addicted to. Take up your bed and walk. Don't let it carry you. Don't blame anyone for your addiction. You're giving people too much power in doing so. Instead, choose to survive and realize that everything you went through was to help others. Yet you can choose to live a defeated life and die in shame, or you can be someone who learns from their mistakes. Death has a way of putting us in touch with our mortality, so I'm cherishing and valuing life around me more. I know my lack of attention to appreciate life in the past has heightened my awareness of life's daily rewards through celebrating and embracing others' lives. There are two ways to deal with death. One way is to accept it with open arms, being well prepared for the afterlife. The second way is to fear closing in on it and being consumed by it in that state. When I first pulled away from drugs, my biggest motivation was to meet death with a smile. The drug I had gotten addicted to was making me fear it, and if I had been in the state for a bit longer, I might have ended amongst the ones concerned. Well, that was a little bit from the book Sacred Mischief, which you can find on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. Check it out. It can really help your life and change your life. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it, because it is a journey and not a destination. We will win in the end. Have a great day. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. Anybody brand new? Anybody brand new?
lives for me. He lives in